Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast. We're online at soundcheck.org.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The theremin is an instrument that seems to be from the future. It's played by waving your hands between two antennas. You don't actually touch it at all. But in fact, the theremin was invented almost a century ago. Its popularity peaked in the 1950s when its eerie sound appeared in film scores like The Thing and The Day the Earth Stood Still. And in 1966, the Beach Boys used an instrument called the electrotheremin, also known as the tannerin, on their classic hit, Good Vibrations.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Now, the theremin and its creator, Leon Theremin, are the subject of a new book called Us Conductors. It's a fictionalized take on the life of the instrument's inventor. And joining me from Montreal, Canada today is the book's author, Sean Michaels. Sean, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
So first, let me ask, when did you discover the theremin, the instrument?
I feel like I've always known the theremin in some context. I must have learned about it as a kid or something like that. I'd seen it around a few places live as kind of a gizmo on stage to wow the crowd. But it was about 5 or 10 years ago that I had a really different experience of the theremin when I was out on a long nighttime drive in a car, and I turned on the radio and I was listening to a beautiful opera aria that sort of seemed to just come out of the night and was really, really moving for me. And then at the end of the segment, the radio host explained that I had been listening to someone playing the theremin and that it hadn't been a singer at all, but just a real virtuoso of the instrument who had made it sound like a human voice.
Well, and that probably would have been Clara Rockmore's recording, right?
Yeah, I think it was either Clara or a Canadian thereminist called Peter Pringle.
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple of people who really have become real virtuosos. And Clara Rockmore, a fictionalized version of her, is the sort of the main object of the attention of your Lev Theremin or Leon Theremin character in this book, Us Conductors. Now, he was known as Leon Theremin here in the States, but he was from Russia where he was Lev Theremin.
Yeah.
How much fictionalizing did you have to do? Because this guy had an extraordinary life, didn't he?
Yeah, he had an incredible life. It was a roller coaster that brought him from sort of the highest society of America and Europe to the Siberian Gulag. He was a spy, he was a scientist, he danced and invented all sorts of crazy things. He really had a crazy life. And so there was definitely no need to add embellishments to make the story interesting.
And yet you did. In the book, Leon Theremin, in addition to all the inventing and all the spying, which was all true, learns Kung Fu and kills a man.
That's right. He does, yeah.
Here is a clip of the Russian inventor playing the instrument that he invented. You can also watch a video of this on our website at soundcheck.org. That is Lev Theremin, or Leon Theremin, as he was known when he came to the States in the 1920s, playing the instrument that bears his name, the eerie sound of the theremin. You can watch that video at soundcheck.org. And Theremin's life, a fictionalized version of his life, is the subject of Sean Michaels' new novel called Us Conductors. Now, in the book, We're getting Leon's life story, but we're getting it in a kind of epistolary form, the form of a letter being written to the, I could say the love of his life, I guess I'll say the obsession of his life, which is this character, Clara Risenberg, who is the real-life Clara Rockmore. She was a great player of the theremin and a classically trained musician. How did you choose this part of the story to focus on?
Well, the book is in fact two different letters written about a decade apart, and both of these letters are written from Lev to Clara. When he's writing the first letter, he's on a ship returning to Russia after having spent about a decade in New York, kind of this exciting, riotous decade. It's the jazz age. He's a celebrity. He meets this beautiful young violinist. He falls in love with her. There are marriages. There's adventure. There's spying.
But there are marriages, but it's important to say not to Clara.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
We do know from the facts of Theremin's life that he did propose to the real-life Clara Rockmore and was turned down. But she remained the main proponent throughout her career of Theremin's instrument and did a number of really striking recordings. Listen to this. This is Camille Saint-Saëns' familiar piece for cello called The Swan, but it's not played on cello here. This is Clara Rockmore, the late Clara Rockmore, playing the instrument known as the theremin. French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, famous piece for cello, but played here on the theremin, the early electronic instrument invented by Leon Theremin and played by the virtuoso performer Clara Rockmore. The tale of unrequited love, Leon loves Clara, she doesn't love him back, that is a true tale, but everything else around it in Shawn Michaels' book called Us Conductors has been expanded and fictionalized, and it seems to me, Sean, from reading through this, that you really had an inner 1920s in your head when you were writing this. Leon Theremin meets George Gershwin, he meets Schillinger, well-known music theorist. He meets all these amazing people. But then as I look at the titles of the chapter, I mean, chapter two is called Pink, Orange, Red. And I'm thinking, oh, that's interesting. There's a Cocteau Twins song with that title. And then a little later, there's a chapter called Age of Consent, which is the name of a New Order song. And once I sort of cottoned on to that, you look at the rest of the chapter titles. There's a song by Talk Talk. There's a song by Susie and the Banshees. So what, in fact, were you listening to while you were writing this?
I was listening to all sorts of things, but it's really great that you caught my little chapter title winks. As much as this is a story of New York in the 20s and 30s and of Russia in the 30s and 40s, with this certain kind of jazz music and this cold, chilly sounds of a winter in Moscow. It was also, I really wanted it to capture the energy of that new wave post-punk music of the 80s and even some of the ambient electronic music of today, not just like old film stock that's running through, but something a little bit more diaphanous and modern.
And that playlist is available on our website at soundcheck.org. We've been speaking with Sean Michaels, writer and music critic. Sean is founder of the blog Said the Gramophone, but he is now author of the new novel called Us Conductors, based on the remarkable life and inventions and spying career of Russia's Lev Termin, or Leon Theremin. Thanks very much for being with us today.
It was my great pleasure. Thank you very much.
The Soundcheck podcast is supported by people just like you. Make a contribution or become a monthly sustainer. Just go to soundcheck.org and click on support. Thanks for listening. I'm John Schaefer.